们请祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸父啊，我感谢赞美你。
Dear Abba Father, I thank you and praise you.
因为我们原是不配的。
For we are all unworthy.
尤其是我在你面前是在世上不配有的人。
But particularly me, I do not deserve your grace.
然而你却赐我们有那么大的恩典。
However, you give all such grace from you and mercies from you.
原来我们在你的祝愿上无关无分。
We have nothing to do with your covenants.
然而你却让我们同盟恩典，同盟应许，同为厚慈。
However, you shower us with your blessing, make us into your inheritance and with this grace.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你应允我们说，我们成为蒙拣选的族类了。
Because of your promise, we are your chosen people.
有君尊的祭司。
We are the priest.
是圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy country.
是神的子民。
And we are the people of your kingdom.
主啊，我们得到了那么大的恩典，我们怎能不赞美你？
How can we not praise you and thank you for all this grace that you have showered upon us?
若是我们不在你面前赞美，石头也要开口赞美你。
If we don't open our mouths, the stones will open to praise you.
感谢赞美主，我们有那么多的世上的引诱在吸引我们。
There are lots of earthly temptation that is lead us away.
但是主啊，你的大爱吸引了我们众弟兄姊妹。
But of your great love, you have attracted to you.
来到你殿中敬拜你。
To come before your temple and worship you.
我们真是要带一个感恩敬畏的心来到你的殿中。
We come before you with a thankful heart.
因为你是那样的恩待了我们。
Because you have been graceful to us.
祷告赞美奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 金弟兄跟我说，他讲十诫。
Brother King has mentioned to me that he has started the Ten Commandments.
先讲了。不可杀人。
And he started one sermon on thou shalt not kill.
他要我讲不可奸淫。
He has asked me to continue with thou shalt not commit adultery.
正好这个题目是我上次跟大家一道学不犯巴兰的错谬的延伸。
It is good that this is a continuation from my last sermon with the Balaam's error.
因为巴兰明知道神要祝福以色列民。
Because Balaam knowingly knows that God would like to bless the Israelites.
不能咒诅以色列民。
He could not curse them.
但是巴兰却又贪图世上的尊荣。
Because he has greed after the worldly wealth and honor.
结果他就向巴勒献了恶祭。
Therefore, he has offered some wicked ways to Balak.
让巴勒去引诱，用那个摩押女子和米甸女子去引诱以色列人犯奸淫。
And he has led the Israelites into commit adultery through the foreign women, the Moabites and the Ammonites.
结果遭神的咒诅。
In result of that, they were cursed by God.
惩罚。
They were punished.
一下遭瘟疫，死24,000人。
And there was death of 24,000 in a plague.
所以金弟兄要我讲奸淫，我就想正是巴兰那一个 教训在我们身上的延伸。
When Brother King mentioned for me to talk about this commandment, this is a continuation of balanced lessons to us.
所以圣经上有十诫。
In the Bibles, there are 10 commandments.
这个十诫是神亲手在石板上写的。
These ten commandments were engraved by God on the stone himself.
十诫不是要辖制我们。
These ten commandments are not meant as a restriction to us.
而是要爱我们。
But it's out of love.
因为神知道世人会犯罪。
Because God knows that we will commit sins.
神就写了十诫条例，叫人不要犯罪。
And he passed on this commandment to help us to avoid to sin.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because he's holy.
人非圣洁，不能见神的面，不能进神的国。
If we were not holy, we could not come into his kingdom, and we could not come before him.
所以神要人蒙福，才写了这十诫。
It is his blessing to us that's why these ten commandments were written.
所以圣经上也说到了一句，就是诫命是灯，法则是光。训诲人的责备是生命的道。
In the Bible's Proverbs, it has been said, "For these commands are a lamp; this teaching is a light; and the correction of disciplines are the way to life."
感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
把他的话语指点我们。
He used his word to guide us.
但是人往往很难接受神的管教。
It is our human nature that we do not like to be disciplined by God.
人说我好话的时候，好像心里面总很舒畅。人家说我好话的时候。
Okay. When people say good things about us, it makes us feel very good.
相反的，要责备我们的时候，往往很难接受。
On the other hand, when people say words of discipline, we refuse to accept it.
但圣经却明明告诉我们，训诲人的责备是生命的道。
However, the Bible definitely said the correction of discipline are the way to life.
所以十诫当中的第七条诫命是不可奸淫。
Therefore, the seventh commandment in the Bible is thou shalt not commit adultery.
所以在这儿我们明明知道这一句话是对每一个人说的。
And we know that these commandments for each one of us.
不单单对男女。
It's not only for men or women.
当你一个人在一个地方关在一个房间里的时候，你照样可能会犯奸淫。
Because regardless if what you are alone in a room all by yourself, you can still commit adultery.
因为神说你动了淫念，就是犯奸淫。
Because God has stated that if you lust after a person, you have committed adultery.
另外，神是按照他自己形象造我们的人的。
And also we are made in the image of God himself.
但是我们的人和其他的生物不同的地方就在于人是有灵的活人。
We are apart from the other creatures because there is a spirit in us.
所以圣经上所指的不可犯奸淫不单单是指肉体方面的。
When the Bible stated that if we are not allowed to commit adultery, it is not for physical behavior only.
因为人是有灵的活人，所以除了肉体的犯奸淫以外，还有灵性上的犯奸淫。
Because we are humans with a spirit, therefore, other than committing adultery physically, we commit adultery spiritually.
所以我们看一看圣经上神对这两者是怎么看待的。
Today we are going to look at the two ways of adultery that the Bible has mentioned.
我们看民数记二十五章。
We will start with Numbers chapter 25.
民数记二十五章第一到第三节，我们各念各的，好吧？啊，中文念中文，英文念英文的，好吧？不勉强，因为本国语言容易懂啊。Sorry.
It's okay. We're going to read these both in Chinese and English simultaneously, whichever language is suitable to you.
以色列人住在诗亭，百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱，因为这女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭，百姓吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。以色列人与巴利比尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
好，我们看一看在这里神是怎么看待这两方面的。
Let's look at focus on how God looks at these two types of adultery.
说到百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱，一句话。
The man began to indulge in sexual immorality with the Moabite woman. This is only one sentence.
然后后面说四样事情。
But following it, there were four other mentionings.
一同向他们的神献祭。
The last verse is they join in worshiping the false god.
百姓就吃他们的祭物。
They ate their sacrifice.
和跪拜他们的神。
They bow down before their god.
然后以色列人与巴列比尔联合。
And they join in worshiping the Baal of Er, Peor.
从简单的来看是一比四，对吧？
This is very simple that we can see it's in a ratio of 1:4.
而且神是忌邪的神。
For our God is a jealous God.
什么是邪？
What is false?
邪恶是邪。
Wicked is false.
邪术也是邪。邪术。
The sorcerers are wicked and false.
所以在这当中我们就要看到神发怒降瘟疫是在他们与巴列比尔联合。
And we can see that the plague came upon them out of God's anger because they joined in worshiping their false gods.
在四个版本的英文里边，对于这个联合有各种不同的讲法。
In all the translations of the Bibles, with this joining, there are different words to it.
一句话，我们心里头不能有两个主，对不对？
When it comes down to it, is we cannot have two masters inside of us.
不然的话，神要惩罚。
Otherwise, God will punish us.
我们再念下去，第九节，好吧？
We will continue from verses 9.
那时遭瘟疫死的有24,000人，然后第十一节。
Okay, from verses 11.
祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈使我们向以色列人所发的怒消了，因他在他们中间以我的祭邪为心，使我不在祭邪中把他们除灭。因此你要说，我将我平安的约赐给他，这约要给他和他的后裔作为永远当祭司责任的约，因他为神有祭邪的心，为以色列人赎罪。注意啊，我所以这么样子混合念，我想节约一点时候，因为刚才时间不够用啊，所以我节约一点时候。
I'm only reading these simultaneously because I like to cut down the time, which is very precious to us.
所以在这我们看到神对 这两方面的罪是怎么看待的？
We can easily see how God looked at these two aspects of the sin.
一个是肉体的犯奸淫。
One is the physical side.
就是在身体方面有不正当的性行为。
Is inappropriate sexual behavior.
从人的角度来看，是道德的堕落。
From our people's point of view, is the moral deterioration.
但是灵性方面的犯奸淫是什么呢？
But the spiritual adultery, what is it?
那就是说在对神的信和爱上面不专一。
It is the, our spiritual devotion and faithfulness not wholeheartedly to God.
另有所爱。
We love other gods.
我们记得耶稣在提比利亚海问彼得三次什么？
Do you remember by the sea of Tiberias, our Lord Jesus asked Peter three times. What did he ask him?
你爱我比这些更深吗
？Do you love other things more than me?
不是说你对世界上什么都不可以爱，不是。
It's not say that you are not allowed to love anything else in this world.
神对我们的要求是你爱我比这些更深吗？
But his expectation of our love is it deeper than the other things or to him?
所以我们从圣经上来看。
That's why we look at the Bible.
灵性上的奸淫。
Spiritual adultery.
圣经是怎么要求的？
What does the Bible ask of us?
因为神爱世人，所以他也希望也要求世人爱神。
Because God loved us, therefore he required us to love him in return.
所以神对我们的要求是什么？我们看诗篇十六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 16.
第四节。
Verses 4.
还是混合的，轻轻的念，好吧。
Let's read it together. The sorrow
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血，我不献上；我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。清楚了吧
？It's very clear here.
在中文圣经的小字里边有。以别神代替耶和华的是送礼物给别神。
In the Chinese translation of the Psalms, run after other gods means to offer sacrifice to other gods.
所以，在我们所爱的、所信的神以外，你不能向其他的任何东西献祭。
That means, other than our only true God, we are not supposed to offer any sacrifice to other gods.
更不能把你的心与他联合。
We cannot join our heart with them.
然后我们再看马太福音第六章。
We will look at Matthew chapter 6.
二十四节。
Verses 24.
我们再一道来念，好吧
？Let's read this together again.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
马门意思是财富。
Money is wealth.
或者地上的尊荣。
Or our worldly honor.
巴兰就是犯了这个错。
What Balaam has sinned is his greed towards the worldly earth, earthly wealth.
然后我们再看哥林多后书。
Okay, we'll look at Second Corinthians now.
十一章第二、第三节。
Chapter 11, verses 2-3.
哥林多后书第十一章第二、第三节。
Verses 2-3.
我为你们起的愤怒，原是神那样的愤怒。 因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈引诱了夏娃一样。我举什么例子来说这个问题呢？
Why should I use this as an example?
就好像一个未婚妻跟未婚夫的关系，我们跟基督的关系。
Our relationship with Christ is like the fiance's relationship with each other.
当未婚夫送一样贵重礼物给未婚妻的时候，
When the fiance, the man, present the woman a gift.
或者是戒指啊、项链啊、耳环啊等等。
Maybe it's a ring, maybe a necklace or a earring.
结果那个未婚妻捧着那个宝贵的礼物。
However, the woman will take this present.
而把未婚夫给丢在一边了。
But he has she's discarded him on the side.
整天捧着那个礼物。
All she cares is about the present.
全身心的都摆在那个礼物上了。
All her heart and soul is focused on the present.
你说那个未婚夫会怎么样？
What do you think the fiance will think?
两个方法。
Two ways.
一个就是你去嫁给那个礼物吧。
Why don't you get married with the
present? 我不要你了。
I don't want you anymore.
你的心不向着我吗？
Because your heart does not belong to me.
或者
Or,
好一点的
better yet,
把礼物收回，对不对？
I will take away the present, take back the present.
所以，当我们在这个世界上有遇到什么东西被拿去的时候，我们要想一想。
Therefore, when we are here in this world, when our heart is taken up by other things, we have to be very careful and reflect on it.
到底是要恩典呢、啊、还是要赐恩者？
Are we looking for the grace or are we looking for the giver of the grace?
所以我们在这里像以前我们这一道学过的，要以认识基督为至宝，要得到耶稣基督。
We have learned before that we seek Christ as our precious gift.
神给我们的礼物跟给礼物的神哪一个重要？
Is the gift more important than the giver?
我们到这个圣殿来是敬拜这个伟大雄伟的建筑物，还是来敬拜殿里边的神？
Are we here to worship this building or are we here to worship our Lord?
所以基督徒对神的信仰就表现在我们对他的爱上面。
The way that we showed our love to God, our faith to God is our love to God.
对神的爱心，那就是要专一。
Our love to Him is to be devoted.
不能有不忠、不贞、不洁的那个行为。
We cannot be unfaithful to Him.
包括我们的思想意念
including our heart and our thoughts.
若是我们在爱神的事情上有不正当的第三者出现的话，
if there is a third person with the love we have for God,
神是忌邪的神。
Our God is a jealous God.
所以很多人说你们基督教最小气了。
A lot of people have criticized Christians as being selfish.
其实你想一想，我们跟神是夫妻的关系，能有第三者吗？
If you think deeply, we know that our relationship with God is like a husband and wife. Can there be a third person?
有交往可以的。
We can have fellowship.
但是不能超过爱神。
But we cannot exceed the love we have for God.
表面看，我不卖不拜偶像就是了嘛。
As on the surface, if I don't worship other God, idols.
但是事实上，往往在我们心里边有别有所爱。
But we know that deep down inside our heart, we do love other things.
因为圣经上说，贪心。就跟拜偶像一样。
Because the Bible has said greed is like similar like worshiping other gods.
那么我们贪心有吗？
Are we greedy?
当神叫我们不要贪心，我们就不听神的，而要贪心。
When God asks us not to be greedy, but we don't listen to him.
上次我讲过的，贪心不一定是贪别人的东西啊。
I have mentioned that greed is not about material stuff.
自己的东西你也会贪心呢？
You can be greedy about your own stuff as well.
我这个就不详细讲了，上次讲过了，对吧？但是问题是，我们的贪心不单单是财力上面的事情。
We have to be careful that our greed does not come from wealth only.
当我向一个人提一个意见不被接纳的时候，我会怎么样？
When I have made a suggestion to other people, if it is not being accepted, what is our reaction?
或者在一个场合当中我不被尊重的时候，你会怎样？
Or in a situation if you are not being respected, what is your reaction?
假如我们在向人家好心传福音给他听而遭到反抗的时候，我们会怎样？
What's our rejection if we try to spread the gospel to other people and being refused?
是不是我们在受到一点点冤屈而感到很低落呢？
Will we be depressed by this misunderstanding?
你想一想，你到底做这个事情是为谁做的？
Please think when you are doing all this, who are you doing this for?
我去传福音的时候是为谁传？
If I am going to spread the gospel, who is my main focus?
你想一想，你去跟一个人传福音，你会得到什么好处吗？
Do you ever think of what kind of return you will get when you talk to people about Jesus?
说实话，向人传福音，可能你要赔上时间、精力、金钱。
To tell the truth, you have to sacrifice time, energy, and your money.
所以在这当中，我们看到为什么传福音。
And we have to see why we want to talk about Jesus to other people.
因为神爱我，使我得到了那么大的恩典，我也要把这个恩典去传给别人。
Because God loves us, we have been given this grace, and we want to extend this grace to other people.
因为你是对神的感恩。
Because we're doing that because we are grateful to God.
我若不传福音，我就有祸了。
If I don't do that, there will be woe to me.
就好像十个长大麻风的人得医治，只有一个撒玛利亚人回来感恩。
As we have seen in the Bible, 10 lepers were healed. Only one Samaritan woman came back to thank him.
你到底要做那九个人呢，还是做这个撒玛利亚一个人呢？
Do you choose to be the other 9 person or this Samaritan?
理所当然应该值得感恩。
Evidently, we need to be grateful.
所以在这儿我们看到属灵上的奸淫，那就是另有所爱。不专心。
We can see it clearly here that spiritual adultery is our unfaithfulness to God.
不单单是拜偶像。
It's not just worshiping other gods.
当你心另有所爱，任何东西另有所爱，你就是对神犯奸淫。
If that's it in your heart, if you loved others more than God, that you have committed spiritual adultery.
以前我认为我爱神超过一切。
In the past, I believed that I love God exceed anything else.
我没有爱任何家人超过爱神。
I don't love any of my family members more than God.
但当神把我的家人拿走的时候，
However, when God took away my family members,
我的那个失落显出我爱家人超过爱神。
My depression has stated clearly that I loved my family more than God.
所以诗篇上说，当我平安稳妥的时候，我就说我永不动摇。
That's why it was said in the Psalms, when I am steadfast, I won't be moved.
当然，平安稳妥，蒙福的时候，我当然会赞美。
Of course, when we are in a state of calmness, we can praise God easily.
但是当我们受到莫名其妙的冤枉的时候，我们又怎样对待你？
But when we have seen these unforeseen misunderstandings, how do we react?
当我们是为神而做一些神的工作的时候， 受到了一些冤屈，你又怎么对待你？
If we were doing God's word, but we were being misunderstood, how are we going to react to that?
所以保罗在哥林多上书说上书说的说得很清楚。
When Paul said in Corinthians,
把我们许配一个丈夫。
We were promised to one husband.
好像是童贞洁的童女献给基督。
As a pure virgin to him.
那么我们能不能像基督心偏掉了而失去了纯洁的心呢？
Can we not be like Christ and lose our pure heart to him?
即使不然的话，要像以弗所教会那样失去起初的爱心，那已经是犯罪了。
If we do that like the fellows in Ephesians church, when they lost their love to God, this is the same as committing spiritual adultery.
所以在这里我们实在不敢多举别的例子了，圣经上说的清清楚楚，我们对神的爱要专一。
We're not here to cite more examples, but the Bible clearly states that our love to God has to be devotedly and faithfully.
所以我们看那个拍摄影家啊，摄影家
when we look at the photographer,
yeah.那么他在拍一朵花的时候，
When the photographer is taking a picture of a flower,
他把焦点集中在这个花上的时候，
The focus is on the flower.
那么边上的叶子呢就淡出了，对吧？
The leaves on the side will fade out.
所以他把焦距对准那个花，花上拍得清清楚楚。
His focal point is aimed at the flower, and it's very clear.
后面的背景就模糊了吧？
But the background is faded.
从摄影的技术方面说，这就叫做淡出，对不对？
From photography points of view, that is single lens.
Yeah, 就是说突出那个花。
To bring out the flowers.
对其他的景物呢就比较放松了，淡的。
Okay, but the surrounding will be fade out, and that's not the focal point.
所以我们对神也同样是这样。
To God, this is what is required of us.
不是说在那个照片上只有一朵花。
It's not to say that there is only one flower in the photo.
有叶子，有背景。
There are leaves and there are backgrounds.
但是不是焦点集中的地方。
But that they are not the focal point.
所以我们对神的爱，对神的心也要这样。
That's required of us. Our heart and our love to God is the same way.
我们的一生不是说那个照片上只有一朵花。
It's not to say that in our life there's only one flower.
有背景，有叶子。
There are backgrounds, there are leaves.
但不是主要的。
But they are not the main point here.
这就是我们对神爱要专一。
It is this. This is to say that our love to God is devoted and faithful.
在信仰上不能犯奸淫。
We cannot commit adultery in our belief.
也就是说，在属灵上，在灵性上，不能够犯奸淫。
That, in other words, it is our spirit that we cannot commit adultery against God.
我们大概就只好讲了，不好再讲多了啊。那么第二，我们就讲肉体上的奸淫。
Okay, we are going to talk about our carnal adultery, our physical inappropriate behavior.
看《哥林多前书》第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
《哥林多前书》第六章17-20节。
From verses 17-20。
我们还是像刚才一样的念，好吧？
Let's read these together simultaneously.
但与主联合的便是与主成为一灵，你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。肉体犯罪，神同样重视。
God is mindful of our physical adultery.
因为有圣灵在我们里边。
Because there is a Holy Spirit in us.
这个身子不是我的。
This body is not our body.
身子是神造的。
Our body was created by God.
是照神的形象造的
，created in His image，
并且吹了一口气，使我们成为有灵的活人。
We are a spirit because of the spirit that God put in us。
所以在这儿，我们要尊重神。
That's why we have to respect and honor God here。
过于尊重世上所有的。
More than anything else in this world。
世上之中，我们要尊重。
We are to respect things in this world.
但是不能超过神。
But not to exceed Him.
当世上有一样东西和我们来抢夺神的时候，我们要哪一个？
If there are other things in this world that is taking us away from God, what is our choice?
所以在这里，我不多讲地上的例子。
I'm not going to elaborate on example of this world.
因为肉体上的淫乱，电视上天天在报道。
Because we see all this in television every day.
我们讲圣经。
We will look at the Bible.
圣经上举几个例子。
There are a few examples in the Bible.
一个是四世纪里边的。
There's one in Judges.
叫参孙的。
Samson.
知道吧?
Do we all know him?
他是个大力士。
He is a great warrior.
并且从母亲的腹里边，他就是拿西尔人。
He is from his birth, he's given himself to Christ, to God.
他是分别为圣，归于神的。
He is consecrated and for God.
并且说清楚了，他从母腹里边出来，一直到死他都是拿西尔人。
From birth till his death, he is a person belonged to God.
所以在这里我们看到参孙失败在什么地方。
We have to look at his failure. Where is it?
他经不起大力拉天天用话来催逼他。
He cannot resist the temptation from Delilah's repeatedly nagging at him.
我们有的时候对于一种引诱能够得胜。
Sometimes we can overcome a temptation.
但我们经不起天天的 three big.
It is very difficult to overcome the daily nagging.
参孙失败了。
Samson failed.
以至于被挖掉双眼。
In result that he was blind.
带到非利士他敌人面前去给他们洗刷。Perform.
Oh, right. Perform. He was brought to the Philistines to perform, to entertain them.
而且是在敌人面前。
In front of the enemies.
所以这个时候是他蒙羞的。
He feel very shameful at that time.
而且亏缺了神的荣耀吧。
He disgraced God.
因为非利士人说，我们他们的神啊，那假神，把他们的敌人交给他们了。
Because the Philistine boast that their God has given them the enemy.
所以他羞辱了自己，也羞辱了神的名。
Because in that case, Samson has disgraced God and himself.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
最后他祷告，神听了吗？
He prayed, God listened.
所以参孙在临死的时候杀死的非利士人比他活着的时候杀的还要多。
That's why at his death he killed many more Philistines than when he was alive.
接下来我们看一个人。
The next one we'll look at.
大卫。
David.
他是合乎神心意的人呢。
He is a king pleasing to God.
但是他软弱了。
But he was weak.
他犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery.
但是这两个人都悔改了。
These two examples, they both repented.
大卫的悔改可以说没有一个人比得上的。
David's repentance is wholeheartedly and it's incomparable to any others.
诗篇五十一篇就是大卫的。忏悔诗。
Psalms 51 is a psalm of David's repentance.
他是交给谁的？
He gave these psalms to?
交给领长，领长就是宫殿里边的诗班班长啊。
He gave the psalm to the leader of the
choir.
The choir.
但是你想想，一个王啊。他把他的犯罪的那个忏悔诗让人在宫殿里边天天唱啊。
Can you imagine how it feels to be a king for his sin to be sang in his kingdom every day for his repentance?
地上哪一个人犯了罪是那么悔改的？
Anyone else in this earth, when they have sinned, they repent in such a way?
何况是一个王呢？
Let alone he was a king.
所以大卫悔改了。
David repented.
并且大卫犯奸淫，并没有去拜偶像。
David committed adultery physically, but he did not commit adultery spiritually.
但是扫罗就不同。
But Saul is not the same.
扫罗没有，圣经上没有说扫罗犯奸淫。
There was no mentioning of Saul commit adultery.
但是扫罗在临死以后，死了以后，圣经给他下的结论有两条。
But after Saul's death, the Bible has stated two things about him.
第一条，厌弃耶和华。
He despised God.
第二条，求巫婆去招撒母耳。
He asked the sorceress to call Samuel.
这是一个极大的罪。
This is a great sin.
求邪术了吗
？Because he asked for the sorceress.
而且在国内不许有巫婆，是扫罗自己定的法律。
It is his law and decreed that was not allowed to have sorcerers in his kingdom.
所以扫罗自己定了法，自己再去犯法，遭神厌弃。
He was the one who set the law, but he was the one who break the law. That's why God despised him as well.
所以我们就看到灵性上的奸淫和 肉体上的奸淫的轻重分量。
We can see here what is more important is the spiritual adultery or the physical adultery.
但是在世界上，人的观念往往重视肉体上的奸淫，而忽略了灵性上的奸淫。
But to us people here, we are more focused with our physical sin than our spiritual sin.
所以在这儿我们特别要注意，圣经上有很多是教导我们。
Therefore, we have to pay attention that there are a lot of commands in the Bible that is to teach us.
我们应该认真的学，切实的照他去做。
We have to learn from them and to follow them.
但是有些圣经的话语是教训。
But in the Bible, there are some of the words they are meant as lessons.
只是让我们引以为戒。
That is that they are meant to discipline us.
所以叫诫命。
That's why they are called commandments.
神的诫命
It's God's commandments.
是叫我们不要去做那些事情
It's to discipline us and to avoid not to do them.
所以我们看到参僧也好，大卫也好，扫罗也好，还有很多其他的人，即使有的是我们的教训。
We can see from all these examples, King Saul or Samson, some of them, they are lessons.
不能去做的。
That those are that we not for man us meant for us to follow.
但是他们身上有好的地方，我们要学。
But there are a lot of other good aspects on them that we need to learn from them.
圣经上谁在这方面得胜的？
Who in the Bible that overcome that we can learn from?
约瑟。
It's Joseph.
约瑟年纪轻。
Joseph was young.
英俊。
He was handsome.
落魄。
He was energetic.
成为奴隶了，被卖到埃及出，成为奴隶了。
He was brought to Egypt and was a slave.
刚刚有一点点起色，做了波提法家里的总管家了。
When he has his position rose and he became the household in Potiphar's house.
所以在这个时候，是一个人很要紧他自己的身份和地位的时候。
At the time when he was very mindful of his position.
这个时候波提法的妻子来引诱他。
At this time, the Potiphar's wife came to lure him.
注意啊，在地上老板不好得罪啊。
We know that we cannot disrespect our boss.
但是老板的妻子可能更不好得罪啊。
Our boss wife may be even harder not to respect.
约瑟怎样？
What did Joseph do?
我们不知道打了没有，就是那个创世纪三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
第九节到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
我们可以看一看啊。
Let's look at it together.
三十九章第九节到第十节。
Chapter 39, verses 9 and 10.
我们可以一道念一念吗？
Okay,
好吧，都打出来了啊。
Let's read these together.
一道念一念，好吧？在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，不与他同寝，也不和他在一处。注意啊
let's pay attention here.
也来了一个天天
It's day after day.
前面我们举的例子参僧那也是天天用话语催逼他
The early example with Samson, he was in the same situation. It was day after day.
现在约瑟也是。
Same situation happened to Joseph.
约瑟如何得胜的？
How did Joseph overcome this?
一句话。
One word.
我岂能做这大恶得罪耶和华呢？
How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
约瑟在回答这句话的时候，他有没有想过老板的妻子不好得罪的？
When he said this, has he ever thought of the Potiphar's wife that he cannot disrespect?
这么样得罪他以后会有什么后果？
What would the outcome be if that's what he did?
奴隶在奴隶主手下可以杀掉的吧？
A slave under a master can be executed.
对，波提法把约瑟下在监里。
But Potiphar put Joseph in prison.
反常吗？
Is it out of the ordinary?
不正常的。
It is not normal.
所以，波提法并不相信他妻子的控告。
Therefore, we can see that Potiphar did not believe his wife's accusation.
假如真的他相信妻子的控告的话，他就把约瑟杀掉了。
If he truly believed her accusations, he might have executed Joseph already.
假如他只是把他放在监里的话，有这么笨的主人吗？
Is there such a unwise master who will imprison his enemy?
不给自己干活，不给自己工作，而却要养活他。
That the master did not require the slave to work for him, but he provide for him.
所以最简单的，有那么一个调戏他自己妻子的奴隶，那当然是杀掉了。
Simply said, it is not unreasonable to execute somebody who want to commit adultery with your wife.
所以这是第一个明显的理由。
This is an evident.
第二个理由就是说，他到了监狱以后，又发生了一个事情。
The second evidence is when he was in prison, something else happened.
法老有两个大臣犯罪了。
Pharaoh has two officials who had committed a sin.
一个是酒政，一个是膳长。
One is a cupbearer, one is a baker.
结果波提法把这两个法老的大臣交给约瑟管。
However, Potiphar has entrusted Joseph with these two officials.
正常吗？
Is this normal?
这就说明波提法根本不恨约瑟。
This clearly stated that Potiphar did not hate Joseph.
相反的是很信任他。
On the contrary, he trusted him.
所以波提法并不相信他妻子的控告。
We can see that he did not believe his wife's accusation.
但是约瑟能够知道吗？
Did Joseph know?
当约瑟回答波提法妻子的引诱的时候，他能够相信会有这个下场吗？
Did Joseph already know when he refused the wife? Does he know that this is what would happen?
所以约瑟在回答这句话的时候，就是说，他说，我岂能做这大恶得罪耶和华呢？
When Joseph stated that, how could I sin, do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
他在说这句话的时候，他是准备了要被杀的。
When he was saying this, he is prepared to be executed.
所以有人说，约瑟，拿在波提法家做总管家来换取在埃及当宰相。
Some people criticize him that he make an exchange of.Being a household in Potiphar's house than being a slave.
Master.
Master.
以后做埃及宰相。
No, yeah, he's being an official in the kingdom.
所以在这个地方，约瑟确实是把全身心都摆上了。
We can see that Joseph is wholeheartedly, devotedly to God.
那也就是说，罗马书十二章当中所提出来的。
And we can see that it's from Romans chapter 12.
我将我的身体献上，当作活祭。
It's my body for a living sacrifice.
也就是说，对神活着。
We lived for God.
对罪是死了。
We died for sin.
我即使死，我也不能得罪神。
Even I had to die, I cannot sin against God.
这是约瑟得胜的关键。
This is the critical point for Joseph's overcome his sin.
所以，感谢神，圣经上给我们有好的榜样。
We thank God that there are good examples in the Bible.
约瑟是实实。事事每一个事情每一个时候都尊神为大。
Joseph always put God first all the time and in every situation.
感谢神。
Thank God.
事实上圣经上还有其他的人。
There are many other examples in the Bible.
但以理的三个朋友。
Daniel's three friends.
哈拿尼亚米沙利撒加利亚撒加利亚
哈拿尼亚
亚撒利亚
Azaria and
米沙利
米沙利亚
这三个朋友不跪拜尼布加尼撒王所造的金像
his three friends did not bow down to the golden god that was made by the king
他怎么说
What did they say?
我不拜你的神。
I do not bow down to your God.
神会救我。
My God will save me.
既或不然，我也不拜。
Even not, I will not bow down to your God.
这个时候是什么个心情啊？是不是跟约瑟一样？
Does he feel the same way as Joseph?
所以我们要学的榜样是圣经上很多。
There are a lot of good examples that we can learn from.
以斯帖书。
In Esther.
以斯帖最后怎么说？我去见王，死就死吧。
In Esther, she said that I would go see the king. If I have to die, I would die.
所以在这段圣经上有好多例子。
There are plenty of examples in the Bible.
我们要尊神为大。
We have to put God first.
约瑟能够胜。
Joseph could overcome.
就是因为他常常亲近神，尊神为大。
Because he was with God all the time and he put God first.
最后，我就以两段圣经作为我们互相勉励的话。
I'd like to conclude with two verses from the Bible as encouragement to everybody.
一个是提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verses 12.
还有一段是以弗所书第六章十一节。
And Ephesians chapter 6 verses 11.
这两段圣经是六十年以前我在青年团契的时候我们的团歌
These two verses were given to me 60 years ago in my young adult fellowship given by a brother
1949年的时候
It's 1949
我一直唱到现在
I have treasured it till now
因为它是个团歌所以能够唱、
It is a song within that fellowship. I have been singing that all this time.
这个就不要翻了啊， okay. 我就唱了，好吧？ Okay. 大家知道我是唱的中文啊。
He can sing in Chinese. I can sing.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语行为，爱心心心和情节上。 都做信徒的榜样，要穿戴上神所赐全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计了。
60年，我一直是这么要求自己的，因为那个时候我记得青年团契的孩子们都在一道，我们就拿这个作为我们的团歌。我现在拿出来，大家背刺勉励。
For 16 years, this has been a song with our young adult fellowship group. I'd like to use this to share with all of you as encouragement.
当你遇到各样波浪、暗礁、险滩的时候
，When you are faced all kinds of difficulties,
你唯有靠神的话语使我们胜过。
Only God's word can help us overcome.
将神所赐给我们的全副军装，才能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
We can use the armor that is provided by God to stand against the devil's scheme.
所以，作为我们彼此的勉励。
This is for our encouragement to one another.
感谢神。
Thank you.